Blog Talk Radio. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome, everyone, to another Sunday with Minister Sheila and myself, Cecilia. We're on here doing another broadcast for the Lord. Let's talk. And today we're going to, of course, listen to Apostle Sandra Thomas first on Let's Talk, and then Minister Sheila and I will come on the air. So be blessed and encouraged. She's talking so far about if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray from the Lord.
Yes, woman of God, humble ourselves and pray. Hallelujah. Well, Dr. Hurd is here, and I want her to come on over. You might see a little, we're going to set the stage, y'all. Hallelujah. We're going to get it together. Thank God, Pastor Hawkins. Praise God. We thank God for you. Please share it. Hallelujah. We're going to be we might not just talk about prayer, but we may be praying. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We can't go wrong praying, y'all. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord for Dr. Wright. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We might have to adjust a little bit. We have moved over a little bit so she can squeeze in a little bit. Hallelujah. We thank God for the woman of God. Truly, we should always pray. And I tell you, you can't go wrong praying. I was thinking as I was reading the scripture that man should always pray and not faint. I was thinking, I said, God, I said, it's not that we know that it's not that we have to be on our knees, 24/7. Thank God, Prophet Antoine. Thank God, pray, Pastor William. We thank God we don't have to be on our knees, praise God, 24/7 to say that we're praying, but man should always pray. When I'm looking at Luke 21:36, it says, watch ye therefore and pray always. Father, we thank you and we glorify you this morning as we share this nugget with the people of God, as they share that we're on Facebook Live. Father, we ask, God, that you would minister to your people. Father, that you know where they are. You know what they need. Glory to God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Apostle Tabor. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank God for my son, Jamal. I tell you, thank God, woman of God, Prophetess Rochelle. I thank God, Lord, give us what to say. Give us what to share. Minister to the hearts of your people in the name of Jesus. Man, yes. Watch ye therefore and pray always, my God. We want to pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass. It says, and to stand before the Son of Man. We want to be counted worthy. Hallelujah. As we pray. Hallelujah. Thank God for my brother, Eric. You can't go wrong praying. You say, I look at things and you pass by things, you see things, you hear things, and you're talking to God. You're talking to God. Why? Because he knows all. He sees all. Oh, yes, he does. Thank God for you, Sheila. We he knows everything. So why not? Why not? He's the one. Praise the Lord, woman of God, all the way in Valdosta. Look, why not? He's the one that we talk to. Why not? I said, Lord, we go through too many things unnecessarily because we're not involving you. We're not talking to you. We're not saying in our hearts, Lord, what do you say about this? Lord, what's your take on it? Lord, he already said that our steps were ordered by the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we want to make sure of that. So then we want to pray.
Right.
And we want to pray always. And it says, watch ye therefore. Be, my God, conscious of what's going on around you. Glory to God. Oh, do we live in that day?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
You hear it on the news. Pay attention to where you are. Look at your surroundings.
Yes.
Oh, my God. But God told us far before man ever said it, be watchful. Be watchful. Hallelujah. As well as praying always. My God. Come on, Dr. Wright, and share with the people.
Yes. Oh, my God. It is such a time for prayer.
Yes.
Woman of God says, it's my people that are called by my name.
Yeah.
And that made me think about over in the third chapter of Exodus, where the scripture in the seventh verse, he said, I have heard your cry about your oppression and your taskmaster and your sorrows and your trials. And so we have gotten so close to the new age, we don't believe that God hears us crying, that God doesn't see what's going on, but he does.
Yes.
But he asked us to come with humility
and
talk to him about he asked us to come to him, to show our dependence on him.
Yes.
And he goes on to that eighth verse and comes with the good news. He said, I'm here to deliver you. I'm here to deliver you and take
you.
Sometimes circumstances and the news and the broadcast can make you feel so small. You say, God, what can I do about them going in schools and killing children? What can I do about them being blatantly racist? What can I do? We can pray. We can pray until God hears our cry. He says, and I'm going to come.
Hallelujah.
He says, and I'm going to come, and I'm going to deliver you into a large place.
Yes.
I'm going to reposition my people back into their place.
Yes.
I'm going to make it obvious that you're here to talk the land.
Oh,
you know that mother you remember is the one that prayed for you. You know it is. The preacher was preaching real good, but that mother back on the third row grabbed your hand and started praying.
Oh my God.
It's the first day you had peace that year. Prayer that we need.
Yes.
And man should always pray,
always,
and not faint.
Yes.
I didn't say not faint because these are going to be tempting days to faint.
Yes.
These are fainting, tempting days. Oh my God, when they're killing children, you're tempted to faint.
My God. Yes.
When your mother's acting crazier than your grandmother, you're tempted to faint.
Yes.
My God, when you can't get yourself to do what you know you should do, you are tempted to faint.
Yes.
But he said, don't faint, pray. My God, if you pray, I will heal the land.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We know it's healing time needed, but we're tempted to talk.
Oh.
We're tempted to bitch.
Yes.
Don't get me started. God didn't ask you to put a window in your flesh. He asked you to pray.
Yes.
Oh, venting's not kingdom. Close your mouth and pray.
Yes.
You might have to do it with tears. You might have to do it, oh my God, balled up in your bed. You don't always have to get on your knees. You might have to do it driving to work because you have to pay the rent.
Yes.
Your wife left.
Yes.
Go ahead and pray.
Yes.
If my people,
hallelujah.
2 Chronicles 7:14. If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, not my head, seek my face. My God, Apostle Wallace, he said we want to seek his face. Oh my God, Taisha, we want to seek his face. My God, man of God, we want to seek his face. My God, Sister Lloyd, we want to seek his face, not his hand. Why? Because the face, my God. You know, I've always told people, I'm not that good at names, but I never forget a face. Glory to God. Once you see the face of God, hallelujah, well, you can identify. Glory to God. See, we were made in his image.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And we ought to be able to see ourselves when we look at the Father. Glory to God.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you know how you look at your children. Hallelujah. Your children look back at you like my mother. I look like my father. I can see, glory to God, how we favor. Well, if you seek his face,
my.
Then you'll be able to identify. Glory to God. I want to be able to say, I look like my daddy. I talk like my daddy. Hallelujah. I want to be able to say, that's my daddy, y'all. Hallelujah. Isn't enough DNA?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, Satan is lying on daddy. Hallelujah, saying daddy don't hear us when we pray. You're just wasting your time. You done prayed about that, and God ain't answered yet. Well, the devil is a liar. Hallelujah. The Bible says, the word of God says, when we pray, believe that we have what we ask for. Hallelujah. I'm seeking his face. Yes. Because I found out if I can identify and you know, and make sure and through my obedience that truly he is my daddy,
yes.
Hallelujah, I can get what's in the hand.
Yes.
You know, if I obeyed my father, I'm talking about my natural dad. There wasn't anything I couldn't ask my daddy for. Come on, Sister Burns. Oh, come on, Apostle Molly. Well, when I obeyed my daddy, Apostle, there wasn't nothing I couldn't ask my daddy for. Come on here. It's Apostle Tamar. Hey, you know when you got those children that obey you, you say, what can I do for them? Even stuff they haven't even asked you for, you're seeking to bless them. Am I right about it? Come on, give it some thumbs up. I'm preaching good. Come on, somebody. Give it some heart, y'all. I'm preaching good. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, you seeking to do something wonderful for your obedient children, and if you want to do things that they haven't even mentioned, they haven't even asked for. Hallelujah. Come on, Dr. Wright, we got to seek his face.
We have to speak. And, you know, Apostle, it's so awesome that God is so strategic. There are not many things he tells us to seek. Come on.
Come on.
He says seek his face and seek the kingdom.
Yes.
And so, but our inclination is to seek relief.
Come on.
It's to seek justice.
Oh, my God.
You know they're wrong. They're treating you wrong, and you know they're treating you wrong.
Uh-huh.
And so you're going to talk to somebody because you're seeking justice.
Yes.
And I'm just not wrong to seek justice.
Hmm.
But the kingdom has to seek justice by seeking his faith.
Come on.
You know, there are some bosses you're not going to make them not be restless. You're not going to make them not hate you.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get to God, and you're going to say, Daddy, they're doing me wrong. You know I didn't do that.
Yes.
They're accusing me. I didn't do that. I did not say that. This is what happened, Daddy, and God's going to come and heal the land.
Yes.
We've got to go back to that relationship place where we know we're the son, where we know we're the daughter, where we know Daddy's and he's the rescuer, and he's the reliever, and he's the justice maker. He's the physician. He's the judge. We've got to quit seeking restoration and seeking to rectify. My God, but we've got to seek his face. You know the good thing about today? Things are getting outside of the hands of the reach of man. They're getting outside of the hands of the reach of man. But let me tell you why that's a good thing. Because when Daddy steps in, he's going to be stepping into the undeniable.
Yes.
When you come in and pay the bill, because you're a kingdom citizen, and God's provisions are in your hand, because you saw his face, you're going to turn around and say, to God be the glory for the things that he has done. When you have the answer, when you are the only one with resources, who is you, the kingdom? Because we've been seeking his face. God's not getting outside of the hand of the reach of man, and it's putting the kingdom in a wonderful place.
Yes, it is.
Because only God can rescue this land. Let me tell you something. You can talk about Trump talk. You can talk about everything that rhymes with UMP, but until we seek his face, we've got to come away from the pride of Babylon. Quit talking at the water cooler at your job and tell them, let's pray. Go ahead and let it. I dare you to ask your boss, can we pray?
Yes.
There's something between us. I came here to serve you. Can we pray, Mr. Johnson? Yes, it will. Because God's going to heal the land.
Yes.
He might send you there to get Mr. Johnson saved. Don't you stop God short.
Yes.
Don't you stop seeking his faith. I know you said I've been seeking him. But after you've done all to stand in your prayer position and keep on seeking him, say, God, you see the situation, and this is not how you plan this. You said you would, and none should perish, and that includes my husband that left me, and that includes
You want to know what he's saying and what he wants you to do? Seek his face.
go off Facebook Live here. Churches, the house of God, the people of God are going, right now you're being stirred to pray, always. I came on Facebook Live, and I hear your Holy Ghost, to lose prayer, always, hallelujah, just receive it in the name of Jesus, prayer, always. There will not be anything happening in your life, in the ministry, hallelujah, that you will not talk to God about, that you will not have a connection where you say, Lord, what do you say want us to do? Where do you want us to go? Hallelujah, glory to God, because we receive always. Somebody put on the put type always. Always. Prayer always. I'm receiving it right now. Prayer always. Always. We lose it in the name of Jesus. To the churches, to the ministry, to the men of God, to the women of God. Prayer always. The man of God says, yes, when you obey God, when you obey your father in the natural, you can get what you want. I like that. I like that, man of God. You can get what you want.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Prayer always. No, we're not going to, as Dr. Wright said, we're not going to be just talking, zitting. Hallelujah. Repeating what the news say. Hallelujah. Because half of them need Jesus, if not all of them. Hallelujah. But we're going to always pray. The ministries are going to pray. The churches are going to pray. The men of God are going to pray. The women of God are going to pray. Hallelujah. Always. Glory to God. I feel it in my soul, y'all. A stirring in the ministry. A stirring in the churches. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Where the people are going to be running to the house of God to pray. Hallelujah. Yeah, I love singing. I love dancing. But to pray. Hallelujah. They're going to run. Oh, my God. To the house of God.
Hallelujah.
To pray together. My God. That's it, woman of God, without ceasing.
Yes.
Without ceasing. And you know what? The enemy is doing what he can do, and he's defeated to steal the power of agreement, the prayer of agreement among the believers.
Yes.
Oh, it's so awesome to pray with one another. Yes. It's so awesome to gather together. Remember when the church prayed for Peter and the gates swung open? Iron gates. The church prayed. I believe that's Acts 9. The church prayed and iron gates swung open. They were praying for Peter. Peter's at the door. And I believe Rhoda said, that's the spirit. No, that was Peter. God had answered the prayer. Come on, somebody. Dr. Wright, we're losing that.
Yes.
We're losing prayer away. We're stirring it up.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Your prayer life is being rekindled, being restored. You're being renewed. Did you always pray without ceasing? Right now we're losing it in the name of Jesus. Oh, no, it's not just no joke. It's not something that we're just talking about. We're losing it in the name of Jesus because he said we could in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. It won't be hard to pray. You won't have to fight to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But you will pray.
Yes.
You believe it, Dr. Wright?
Yes. Listen. The Bible says, my house shall be called.
Yes.
My house.
Woo!
Shall be called a house of prayer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And like never before. We have raised our hands and received the apostolic release today. We've received it.
Yeah.
I don't care how you pray. Get your hands. We need to pray some more. If you are a prayer master, pray some more.
Thank you, Lord.
Let your prayer life be stirred.
Yes.
Let your inner man be identified with him.
Yes.
Oh,
as you want to
the Bible.
Yes.
This is my mind. I'm well
pleased.
He was able to walk through all
the
temptations. Yes. We release and we receive
prayer.
Always for the prayer.
Yes.
Always praying.
Yes.
Praying in the morning.
Uh-huh.
Praying in the evening.
Yes.
Praying in the noonday.
Yes.
Praying with our children.
Uh-oh.
Praying for our children.
Yes.
Praying for the men. Praying for women. Praying for the broken. Praying for the nation.
wholeness.
Yes.
Praying for wholeness. Praying for mental disease. Praying for heart disease. Praying for muscle strength. Praying for the elderly. Praying for those incarcerated.
Yes.
Praying always. Praying for our children on medication. Praying for the disenfranchised. Praying for the unemployable.
Yes.
Praying.
Yes.
Praying. Pray for the homeless. Pray for the broken.
Sandra Thomas and Dr. Serena Wright on prayer and praying always, that you get an opportunity to listen to the archives. Minister Sheila, did you have anything you wanted to add?
Hi,
okay, I don't know if
you're calling. No, can you hear me now? No, I'm just at work.
I can hear you now.
People at the desk. Okay. Now, I was just saying that was a mighty powerful message this morning, you know, and I just wanted to thank Dr. Sandra Thomas and Dr. Serena Wright, and also thank you for having me on to help celebrate and put the word out as the best father you could ever have. And son, I call him my big brother, Jesus Christ. And I just want to say thanks to everyone to understand that the Lord is the answer. God the Father is the one that can make all things possible. You know, just, you know, relax. Look up to Him. Talk to Him. Pray to Him. And just know when the blessings come down, oh my goodness, you're going to have a shouting. They're going to call a happy feet dance. They're going to be out of control. And I'm actually going to excuse the background noise, because we have a little thing going on today, but I just wanted to say thank you, Father Celeste, for your tithes, and thanks to everyone. And I just want to know just to pray and to keep your household, your neighbors, your family in your prayers. Because due to recent activities, I was so under the weather, the devil just tried to have me, just tried to knock me out, just tried to make me unbelieve. But I know through whatever I was going through the grace of God and the Son, Lord Jesus, I could have been worse. It could have really knocked me down. But I thank for all the pain and agony I was going through, my prayers and my thanking of the Lord to God, our Father, never stopped. So no matter what you're going through, always realize we all are under a test. Test your faith and your belief that God has you. And it's not as worse as it could be. Don't let the devil fool you. The man above, the home above is where you should always want to be. I just want to say thank you and pray that all my family, friends I know and don't know, understand. Through the grace of God, we are all blessed. Thank you.
Amen. I thank God for all his people. I thank him for reminding us that the power is in the prayer, not in the venting, because venting can make you get to a place to where you're doing more worrying than praying. When you read the Word of God, it says that the Word of God shall not return unto him void. It didn't say the complaints of my people. It did not say the venting of my people shall not return unto him void, but it says the Word of God. And therefore, whether it's prejudice, whether it's sabotage, whether it's hatred, jealousy, covetousness, whether it's being misunderstood, and we know Jesus was misunderstood, if it's all the evil that even people that call themselves believers and Christians embark on and are a part of, let's not talk about it. Let's not complain about it. But let's pray and pray for the unity in the body of Christ. Let's pray for the unity in those that call ourselves Christians and believers. Let's pray for the peace that surpasses all understanding. Let's pray for the joy that's unspeakable. But man should always pray. That's what the Word says. The Word said the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. Again, it didn't say the venting. It did not say the complaining. It did not say even the murmuring and complaining. It did not say when we sit around and we claim we're venting, but we're really gossiping. It didn't say that when we put our mouths on our sisters and our brothers. It says the Word of God reminds us even there, touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. We don't say who the prophet is. We don't say who his anointed is. God says who his anointed is. God says who the prophet is. So therefore, since we're not God, we need to practice praying. Did you hear me? God says for us to pray without ceasing. God says that he wants us to pray together. We're to pray individually, but we're to pray together. How many of us have left the throne and the altar of prayer and switched over to man's way of venting? How many of us have left the place of prayer, and now we're gossiping when we say all we're doing is talking about the facts? Where is that in the Bible? Where does God ask us to talk about the facts in the Bible? When I read my Bible, it says that man is to always pray. And I'm asking God to start with me, God. Start with me, because I have found myself sometimes frustrated, sometimes bothered by the whether it's racism, sexism, or the hatred, the jealousy, the covetousness, or the being misunderstood. I have found myself in those places and become frustrated through it and forgot to pray, ventilated about it, complained about it, but I found myself out of the place, out of the posture of prayer. And I thank God for the stirring on this morning that reminds me that it's time for us to get back to prayer. praying for our brothers and our sisters. The word that I read says to bless those that curse you, do good to those that hate you, to pray for those that despitefully use you and persecute you. See, God even wants you to pray for that person that put their mouth on you. God even wants you to pray for that person that misunderstood you. God even wants you to pray for that person who's working undercurrents and backstabbing you and doing all of that stuff. God wants you to even pray for them, not just pray for the person who's in agreement with you, not just pray for the person that's in unity with you, because, yeah, you're supposed to do that. But what about that person that's going contrary to the word of God and they're gossiping, backbiting, or whatever they call it, and venting? Well, see, I'm not going to lie and say I've never done it, but I can say that the God that I serve has been working on me for a very long time. And so I find myself pulling away from the complainer. I find myself pulling away from the murmurer. I find myself pulling away from the gossiper. I find myself pulling away from the venter and praying. It's not that I'm not saying that I don't love them, but sometimes I have to realize that my very presence can stipulate or make them think that I'm in agreement. And so therefore, since I want to be in agreement with the word of God and the posture of God of love, and I want to be in the agreement with God and praying for my brothers and my sisters, I want to be in the agreement with God of praying his word because I know his word shall not return unto him void, I don't even want it to look like I'm in agreement with that which is contrary to the word of God. And so, see, I'm talking about Cecilia. I'm not talking about my brother, my sister, my neighbor, my colleague, my supervisor. I'm talking about Cecilia needs to make sure that I'm praying so that there's not confusion in the atmosphere or the environment to make it look like I'm in agreement with that which is not about prayer. And when you're in the atmosphere of murmuring and complaining, and if your very presence doesn't change the atmosphere, it could mean that there's an appearance that you're in agreement with it. So therefore, as I allow God to work on me, so that his presence in me, when we enter the room, that the gossiping and the backbiting has to flee, because, see, there got to be evidence. There's got to be, like Apostle Sandra was saying on today, and Dr. Wright, there's got to be evidence of the DNA of our Father. When Jesus entered the tabernacle, when he entered the temple, and they were in there, and he said that the house is to be a house of prayer, and they were in there doing everything but that which exalted God, that which worshiped God, he tore that room up. Saints, when we enter a room, we need to pray so that everything that's not the house of prayer, whether you're on your job, house of prayer, whether you're in your car, house of prayer, whether you're in your home, whether you're in somebody else's home, whether you're renting, whether you're buying, wherever you are, house of prayer is there. Why? Because you are the temple of God, because you are that person that's praying. So when you enter the room, the house of prayer has entered the room. And when somebody else that's the house of prayer enters the room and another person that's the temple of prayer, when you all enter the room, the evidence of God being in the room should be evident. So that's my prayer, that when I enter the room with those that call themselves believers, with those that call themselves Christians, with those that call themselves sons and daughters of God, that there will be evidence that God is in the room, not venting, not murmuring, not complaining, not just talking about it, not just trying to get an understanding. You know, all of those excuses of what's really going on, when what's really going on is that the Satan has creeped in and he has deceived even the very elect of God. Some of the very elect of God are gossiping. Some of the very elect of God are backbiting. Some of the very elect of God are putting their mouths on one another. So as God is teaching us the power of prayer, he's going to also teach us the power of unity, the unity of the people of God. Is there evidence that you're a house of prayer? Is there evidence, Cecilia, that you're a house of prayer? Is there evidence, Sheila, that you're a house of prayer? Is there evidence, Terry? Is there evidence, Renee? Is there evidence, Brandon? Is there evidence, whatever your name is? Is there evidence that you are the house of prayer? My God, my God. That's what I have before God on today and for the rest of my life. I want there to be evidence that I am my Father's daughter. I want there to be evidence that I am praying without ceasing. I want there to be evidence that I am united with my brothers and sisters in Christ, whether I'm at home, whether I'm on the job, whether I'm in the classroom, whether I'm in a restaurant, whether I'm in the store, no matter where I'm at, I want there to be evidence. Can you look at someone and see the very evidence that they're praying? Well, I can look at my sisters and tell that they're my sisters. I can see the DNA. I can see the resemblance of my mother and my father within them. So when you look at your sisters and brothers in Christ, there ought to be evidence that they are connected to our Heavenly Father. There ought to be evidence that I'm connected to our Heavenly Father. I'm asking God to teach us how to draw nigh unto Him so that we can start to look like, to act like, to talk like Him. My God, my God. I am stirred on today about looking like my Father. When Jesus prayed, things happened. When His people, His disciples prayed, things happened. If my people that are called by my name would humble themselves and pray and seek my face, God says that He will hear them and that He will heal the land. If things on your job have not changed and God hasn't healed the land, check the unity. If things on your job sound worse than they did before, check the unity. Not the unity in deceit, not the unity in wickedness, not the unity in that which is evil, but the unity in the house of prayer. My God, my God. God, God, oh, hallelujah. 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 There's got to be evidence that there's prayer and that there's unity in the body of Christ. I'm thanking God for the message on this morning about unity in prayer, about us not venting and gossiping and backbiting and talking so much, but about us praying. Father God, I thank you on today for the revelation of us returning back unto prayer. God, I thank you on today about the stirring to humble ourselves and to seek your face, God. I thank you on today about humbling us, about praying with our brothers and our sisters. God, in every area of our lives, I thank you for releasing prayer, for your word says that if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, that you will hear them, God. I thank you for hearing us, and I thank you that your word on today shall not return unto you void, God, but the people of God shall pray more. The people of God shall seek you, God. They shall seek your face more. They shall seek to hear you. They shall seek to understand you. They will seek to obey you faithfully, God. Teach us about the importance of the words that come out of our mouth, God, that there needs to be your word, for your word shall not return unto you void. God, teach us the importance of even being in the presence of people assuming that we're in agreement with them, God. For the deceiver has stepped in to try to discredit the house of prayer. Each and every one of us, your sons and daughters, are the house of prayer. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost lives and resides on the inside of us, God. Give us a new heart, a heart to pray. Give us a new mind, a mind to pray. Give us new hands that don't find things to get into to be busybodies, but give us hands that are finding a way to build up the house of God, to build up the people of God. God, we're to have hands to war and fingers to fight. Why aren't we fighting the enemy of our souls instead of one another? Unity in prayer, God. Thank you for bringing us back to prayer. Thank you for bringing us back to love. Thank you for bringing us back to grace and mercy and forgiveness for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. I look forward to seeing and hearing each and every one of you virtually via whatever you use, whether it's FaceTime, Blog Talk, or the various streaming ministries out there, so that we can be united tomorrow with Iron Sharpening Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Minister Sylvia, Minister Sheila, and Minister Brandon. I thank God for all that he's doing in and through the people of God, and that he's stirred us back to prayer. Don't forget our foundational scripture, which is, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. So until tomorrow, for Iron Sharpening Iron, this is Cecilia and Minister Sheila. Bye-bye.